Opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with the Red Oak Area Partnership. And we have with us this morning the president, Tim Wurgis. Mr. Wurgis, good morning to you.
Morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's
Most exciting thing today that you're going to do is what, Tim?
Well, probably this, to be honest with you.
Yes. So he gold star for the day for Tim. I ask everybody that question, and most people just go right by. I'm super excited. How's the family doing?
They're doing well. Doing very well. The triplets are over two now, so our house is pretty busy, but
yeah,
chaos most of the time.
Those are good times for sure.
Yep.
Derek O'Neill with me as well, a board member from the Red Oak Area Partnership. Derek, how are you?
I'm good, Aaron.
Most exciting thing you're doing today is what?
You know, I'm probably going to head to Hy-Vee and grab some of that goodness that I heard you slobbering all over
the
microphone with earlier.
Did you see the spread?
Oh, big time, yeah. My stomach's growling, just kind of thinking about it.
Hey, I want to take one quick side note before we talk about the Red Oak Area Partnership. Count them, two Hawkeye 10 championships this week.
Yeah, right on.
How about that?
I think that's super exciting.
You have two girls on the volleyball team.
I do, yes.
And a lover of volleyball and a great analyst, too, by the way. But then the cross-country team gets the Hawkeye 10 championship last...
Yeah, super exciting. Listen to Sue Ann talk about that this morning and her strategy and everything.
She is passionate about it.
Big time.
And it's pretty remarkable. So anyway, I want to yell that as loud as I can every time I can. Hawkeye 10 champs. That's so cool. There'll be more coming up with that. But
It's kind of funny. She told me this morning that she, after 17 years of coaching, she's starting to feel tired. And I told her, you don't sound tired.
She doesn't.
No.
Sue Ann is enthusiastic and has more energy than anybody I know.
Yep.
So. All right, let's talk about the Red Oak Area Partnership. But first, I'm just going to throw this out there, Derek or Tim, whoever wants to take it. So let's start real basic. What is it? What's the Red Oak Area Partnership?
Yeah, so back in October of 2024, the Lakin Foundation announced the Revitalized Southwest Iowa Initiative, which is a $165 million gift that they are making to help revitalize Southwest Iowa, really with the main focus of that being population growth. And so to facilitate the flow of those funds into these communities of Southwest Iowa, they require that each community has a designated 501c3 established for those funds to flow through.
Mm-hmm.
And so we established Red Oak Area Partnership to be that 501c3 nonprofit organization for Red Oak to participate in this Revitalized Southwest Iowa initiative.
Okay. How many members are on the board?
I believe we have 9 board members now. To count up. Yeah, I think 9.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's kind of the big picture, right? This is the organization that those funds will flow through at some point in the future to help all of the community.
There's 3 main focus areas of that with housing, childcare, and community sustainability, which community sustainability captures a lot of just amenities in the community, public, you know, parks, trails, all sorts of things related to that. So that's kind of the focus, and that's really driven by the Lakin Foundation saying here's kind of the three areas to look at.
How do you you say housing, education,
childcare?
Mm-hmm. Is it specifically childcare or is it education?
It is. I believe specifically child care, yes.
Okay. And then community
sustainability.
How do you define that? Is that something you present to the organization, say this is what we want to do, and how does that look? How do you do that?
I think it's more broadly defined as community sustainability and economic resilience.
Okay.
So I think from my perspective, what that really means is just focusing on economic development for the community.
Okay. All right. So where are we at with the process? I know that there was maybe a meeting in August.
Yeah.
There's another meeting in November.
Yep.
Take me back to the August meeting. What was that like? What was the feedback? Where are we at?
Yeah. So the purpose of this visit from the representatives of the Lakin Foundation in August was really housing focused. So we have, through a process, put together, you know, rough short-term, mid-term, and long-term housing plan that we presented to them.
Mm-hmm.
They also wanted to see our community. And so kind of interesting, back when Jamie's Grandpa George was still alive, every Sunday we would get his convertible out if the weather was nice, and he'd give us all a tour of Red Oak.
How great
was
that?
It was great memories, yes.
Yeah.
But so I was able to give my best rendition of that tour to these people from the Lakin Foundation.
You learned from the best right there, Tim.
I think it's safe to say that nobody gives a better tour of Red Oak than George did. But
absolutely.
They were impressed. They walked away saying that they learned a lot about Red Oak that they didn't realize before.
Yeah.
Just all of the great amenities that we have here already.
So you gave them the tour. Did they come back and say, maybe you need to work on this area or this project, or we would like to see more of this? What was the feedback from that?
Yeah, so after the tour, then they came to a meeting at the Alley Pointer offices here in Red Oak, mm-hmm. and we did a very kind of lengthy presentation. Was really kind of organized into a process that Alley Pointer has used on a lot of projects, the where are we now, where do we want to go, how do we get there piece. Mm-hmm. So we gave them a good history of Red Oak kind of from 2000 to today on, you know, projects that were accomplished, dollars spent, studies that had been done, what was implemented from those studies, and then kind of moved into the breakout of on a housing specific piece, then here's what we've accomplished kind of short term, who those partners were, and then how we want to build on that moving forward. So, you know, when you think about housing, there has been some great things that have happened in Red Oak recently with, you know, Acorn Development stepping up to do some spec development of houses, the 1917 lofts, those sorts of things, the townhouse piece on the north side of Red Oak. I forget the exact name, but
right.
Great housing things that are happening and dollars spent there. So then what does that kind of short term look like with more kind of shovel ready projects? And then moving into what the long term looks, what's our availability for additional housing throughout the Red Oak area and near Red Oak area. So really, I think organized well in a way that they could understand, you know, what we'd accomplished, what we wanted to do. And as Tim said, I felt like the engagement was there in a way that they didn't really understand what Red Oak had done mm-hmm. in the, you know, past 20 years or so to kind of put themselves in a position to be successful.
I would love to see that information.
Absolutely.
The dollar spent, I mean, do you have a rough sketch of that?
I mean, Tim and I put together spreadsheets and then we turned it into some fun graphics and stuff. But yeah, it's a significant dollar amount. I mean, it's over $100 million in the past since 2000 that's been invested in the community. And that includes, you know, things like a school bond issue, which was a big part of that. But when you really dive into just the past 10 years, that's $60 million of input in the past 10 years. And it's, you know, I think Tim was kind of commenting, it's easy to focus on at times what you don't have, what you want to accomplish yet, or the negative pieces. And it's important to pause and celebrate the successes that, you know, we've had as mm-hmm. a community here with all of those things. And that's just construction hard dollars, not right. any other of the great initiatives and things that have happened.
Okay. So that was the meeting that took place in August.
Yep.
There will be another meeting in November. So you took the information from that first meeting. The board's been working. You've been talking about it. What's the plan for the meeting in November? What does that look like?
Well, okay. So the meeting in November then really builds on, so it was a small group of Lakin Foundation board members that were there in August. Now we're going to meet with their entire board. So I don't know the exact process, but they toured multiple communities in that August timeframe
yes.
and now have invited, I think, around 8 or so to their board meeting here in November. Each community is going to be given a very short amount of time to present, and that presentation wants to encompass all three of those pieces, not just housing. So the child care and the community sustainability piece. So mm-hmm. so we've put together a presentation that kind of addresses that. They've given us some topics and some guidance on things that we might address, I think, to help them decide, you know, what communities maybe are rising to the top as far as it all comes down
like
to the
preparedness.
Yeah, preparedness, ready for funding, right? So I don't know all of the ins and outs of how their funding works, but I know that we are trying to be one of the first communities to get funding.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but this whole process for every community is a new process for basically everyone, right? I mean, this is a whole new initiative, so
yeah,
everyone's kind of learning.
I think
together.
From the Lakens and how they give the right, money out right. all the way down to the communities and how they acquire the money and what it can be spent on.
So I'm going to ask you to look into your crystal ball just a little bit. That November meeting goes well. Would there be a potential for funding that could begin next year as early as 27 or is it 28 or do you even know at this point? Not to speculate too much necessarily, yeah, but just curious yeah. what that looks like going forward.
So, I would say it is not certain, but if I had to look into my crystal ball, as
yes,
you said,
right.
I would speculate that Red Oak will have our endowment funded in 2026.
Okay. And that funding, Red Oak doesn't necessarily, or the Red Oak Area Partners don't necessarily take possession of the 18 and a half or so million dollars that this is talking about, right? It's controlled through another foundation.
Yeah, that's correct. The funds will be held at the Community Foundation for Western Iowa.
Yeah.
So then they will be tasked with, I guess, managing those funds and then dispersing them to the communities for appropriate purposes.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Again, we do have with us Tim Wurgis, who is the president of the Red Oak Area Partnership, and we have with us Derek O'Neill, who is a board member with the Red Oak Area Partnership. What is the $50,000 donation from Sunshine and Rainbows? Tell me about that, Tim.
Yeah. So Sunshine and Rainbows operated as a child care facility here in Red Oak for, I believe, like 40 years.
A long time.
Yeah, and they unfortunately had to close their doors back here a few years ago.
Pull that mic a little closer,
yep,
Tim.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they did have some assets that were remaining, and they elected to disperse a portion of those proceeds to Red Oak Area Partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to give a huge shout out to their board and their prior director, Alex McFarland. They made a $50,000 donation to Red Oak Area Partnership to be utilized for a project that we would have upcoming.
Okay.
So.
Very good.
Yes.
So are you... With this presentation that's coming up in November, will you present actual projects to the board and say, this is what we would like to do or an example of what we will do?
I would say they are still, everything's still a work in progress at some point, right? But we have identified projects that would be in the near term, short term, that would like to be accomplished if funding flows through,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's anything that people haven't heard of or anything. So can we talk about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
sure
we
can.
you have, there's some, two lots with Webster School and Bancroft School that Acorn Development, acquired in a proposal process with the school district,
yep.
did the abatement and the teardown of those. So those are shovel ready infill lots. So an advantage there is, you know, utilities, streets all the way around. You're not creating any kind of subdivision or expanding
right.
a subdivision. So there's a proposal to put some houses on both of those lots, one at Webster and then down at Bancroft, depending on where the funding lands, one or two down there. And then the childcare building itself has some additional improvements and partnerships that need to be
that's
worked
the,
through.
The Washington building,
yeah,
correct?
The old Washington school
yes.
building.
Right.
Yes. So the idea would be to – most of these daycares around that you see or childcare facilities, particularly the ones with the Lakin names, you know, they're their own – they own their facility you know, whether it's the one over in Malvern at East Mills or mm-hmm. Griswold or Stanton. So bringing that under the child care ownership would be a part of that. And then there's some additional improvements and build out to do there, as well as some long-term planning. And then there's a proposal out there for some improvements to Legion Park that would be kind of a nice, you know, front door entrance into Red Oak, right there by a lot of facilities that people use. So
that would be like amenities and sustainability, correct?
Yeah, community sustainability.
Is where that piece would fall under.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Sarah Orm for her work on that project. This is something that she's been working on in the background for quite some time, even before this initiative kind of rolled out. And she has a pretty fully developed plan for what could occur down at Legion Park. And I think it's a great project because of where it sits in our community.
Mm-hmm.
It's right at the gateway to Red Oak, right on Broadway, and especially where it's positioned there next to the YMCA and the pool. It's just a great space.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, there's really a lot of partners in all of this beyond just Rope, right? You have Acorn Development and all the people that help facilitate things there from all of their projects, particularly the housing recently. You have the school district, you have the early childhood, which I forget the actual name that everybody goes by with that.
Red Oak Child Development
Center. Red Oak Child Development Center.
Yep.
And then you've got, you know, just great people like Sarah and Phyllis Britton was in a meeting on that early on some stuff at my office. So lots of people trying to do things to make Red Oak better. And I, you know, those are things that, are in line and have been thinking about before some of this Lakin money has come about. It's just that if the Lakin piece is funded for Rope, that's kind of the last bit that would help kick off some of these.
I want to touch on that a little bit. You said that some of this stuff has been taking place earlier prior to this. You mentioned the $100 million plus investment over the last 20 years. That's a lot of foundational work that's been done within the Red Oak community that allows you to maybe start in an advantage spot to maybe some other communities. Is that a fair assessment? What does that look like? What do you see there?
Yeah, I mean, I this goes back to some of our prior conversation about how many positive things we already have in Red Oak, but I feel like our foundation is very strong. You know, some of these communities, like I hear the projects that they may be looking at is like a recreation center, a new YMCA, and I feel so fortunate that we already have something like that.
Absolutely.
Have a high quality child care center. So I do feel like we are kind of ahead of the game in some respects on some of these items.
Right.
So again, I feel like our foundation is very strong on a lot of these items.
I would pile onto that it also, you know, it's the people involved. There's a lot of groups that have to work together, from city council to the Red Oak Chamber and Industry to Acorn Development, the, you know, Red Oak Early Childhood, all these people, Park and Tree. I mean, everybody's working together to make Red Oak as best as it can. And everybody's doing it with that kind of Red Oak first mentality. I have at least not experienced any, well, you know, we're going to do that in this direction because it's best, what's best for city council.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Right,
me.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. There's a lot of, you know, group effort there and a lot of things that people really probably don't get credit for: hard work, volunteer time. You look at all of those boards and they're all just volunteer effort. And so there's a lot of people doing a lot of great things. And, you know, hopefully when I talked about stopping and celebrating your successes, I mean, I'm hopeful that we will be able to, you know, have some time to be able to do that in some of this also.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So help me understand the process here. And again, I'm speculating. How are projects, or how will projects, once this, you're successful in November with the presentation, the funding flows, how do you bring projects, or will you bring projects forward that someone might think will help? I mean, housing is one that you think, okay, yeah, you know, that's a little more clear cut, but I have this idea that I think would go to economic resilience or amenities that could be really strong. Will there be an opportunity to present to the Red Oak Area Partnership these ideas, or how does that work?
Yeah, we talked a little bit yesterday in the meeting that there would be a, you know, an application process, kind of a application presentation.
And we're not there yet. So
no,
I don't
we're a long ways away from that.
Yeah.
And then some sort of way to score, you know, how it fits within you know, the three main priorities that are there from the Lakens, as well as then where does it fit within the other studies and things that have been identified. So you have, rural readiness housing, report that was done. You have the Red Oak Comprehensive Plan, which identifies certain pieces. You have, help me out with any of the other ones here, but you've just got, you have these other pieces, the Heart and Soul. That's the one I was trying to think of. And they've done a lot of work to help prioritize different community areas. They have about six focus areas, which I can't rattle them off the top of my head, but they have about six focus areas and have collected a ton of data. The YMCA is out there doing some surveys at the moment. So all of that wants to fit into the bigger picture of what is best for Red Oak and moving forward within those three areas of housing, childcare, and community sustainability.
Okay. Derek O'Neill with me, board member, Red Oak Area Partnership, and also Tim Wurgis, who is the president of the Red Oak Area Partnership. Will it be funded all at once, the 18 million, whatever it is, 500,000 or 600,000, whatever that is, will that be funded all at once, or is that over a period of years?
Yeah, so I think that's to be determined at this point.
Okay. All right.
Ideally, we would love to have it all at once, but
and then there's also a method by which you would fund projects, right? Different options there.
So yeah, and Tim knows way more about that, but yes, you just because you have all of that does not mean you can spend all of that on day one any means.
But I'm joking. Yeah.
You know,
it is meant to be sustainable for in perpetuity.
Yeah, right. There's 51 communities involved in this Laken gift, right? And so, you know, they're trying to figure out how they're going to give the money out. And we'd certainly, you know, Southwest Iowa as a whole wants to be strong as they can.
Absolutely.
Be.
If I could, I want to clarify that these funds will be placed into an endowment. And so what can be drawn off that endowment is 5% of the endowment value each year. So just for easy figuring, if our endowment is $20 million, 5% of that is $1 million a year that can be pulled out of that and spent on various eligible uses.
Right.
Now we also have the ability to borrow from that endowment. So if we wanted to build a $500,000 house, you could borrow that money from your endowment and then pay it back when the house sells. So
at a specified interest rate and all those kind of things.
Yeah, there is 2% interest rate associated with that.
Okay. So there are controls on how that can be spent. And again, the idea is to sustain that going forward so that it's not all spent in. And again, the overall point, obviously we're talking about Red Oak here, but the overall thrust is to help Southwest Iowa.
Absolutely.
And the communities within Southwest Iowa.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How can people learn more if they wanted to keep up with what's going on? You know, we know that it's out there. What's the partnership doing? What are we looking at? How can they keep up with what's going on?
So I'm glad you asked. So we have established a social media presence with the assistance from the community relations team at the hospital, so I want to give them a huge thank you for that. Cassandra has done a lot of work for us, which has been excellent. So we have a Facebook page. It's under Red Oak Area Partnership, Inc. Mm-hmm. We also have an Instagram and a website as well.
Okay.
Yep.
And there is a link to your website on your Facebook page, so there you go. You can click on that.
Yeah.
Looks very nice.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a great way to keep up and follow with what's going on. And what did I leave out, Derek? What else do we need to touch on?
Yeah, I don't know. I would just say that, you know, this group, the Red Oak Area Partnership, it's really designed to just build upon the successes that have happened in Red Oak already. If you've heard me in any kind of school meeting or community presentation, I often use the term, let's turn $5 into $10. And so if this gives us the opportunity to then, you know, fund a project, and that then leads to other funding mechanisms, whether it's state or federal funding, community development block grants, other grants from private organizations. I think that's how you start to stack a lot of these funding mechanisms to create these bigger projects. And that's what we've seen other communities do that have kind of got that that jump on some of this. And, you know, that's what we intend to do here and, you know, continue to make Red Oak the best place possible.
Very good. Tim, what else do we leave out that we need to touch on?
I can't think of anything at the moment.
Okay.
So appreciate you having us out today.
I love the information, and I appreciate you your willingness to come visit with me. Certainly appreciate it. And I have people all the time, not daily, but almost.
Yeah.
What's going on with the, you know, many people say the Lakin Project, but the Red Oak Area Partnership. So it's great to get the update. I certainly appreciate it. Anything else? Great information. I guess if people want to find out more, again, go to your website, and that is Red Oak Area Partnership. That's all spelled out, .org. And there's also a link to your Facebook page on there, and you can kind of hop on your social. Check that out. Good way to stay up with what's going on.
Absolutely.
Yep. When will I see you gentlemen again? Soon?
You bet. I'll see you Tuesday for
night. Sure. At volleyball. All right. Very good. We'll see you then. Make it a great day.
Thanks, Aaron.
Again, Tim Wurgis with me this morning, and Derek O'Neill from the Red Oak Area Partnership, Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics, and Allie Porter Maketo and Associates. Thank you much. Make it a great day.
The current time is 11:03.
For the most complete insurance coverage, trust United Group Insurance. For the most complete weather coverage,